Welcome back. We're so happy you're here for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing her inspiration with us is Meryl Walters. She's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Webster Groves, Missouri.
At a time when there were some mountains to be moved in my life, or so it seemed, I had to make a long driving trip. I noticed a bumper sticker on a passing car. I know you've seen them, ones that say, "I brake for animals." But it was scraped up in such a way that at first glance, I thought it said, "I brake for angels." It made me smile at the time, but I took that little message to heart, and I have done a lot of braking for angels since then, coming to a full stop to entertain in my heart an angel message. The Bible calls them the mighty angels of God. And from that same word translated mighty, we get the word dynamite. Angels are the dynamite that moves mountains. I love to ponder the definition of angels in the glossary of biblical terms in the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man. Spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. Because we are all created in the image of God, who is spirit, as it states in the first chapter of Genesis, we are 100% spiritual, which allows us to hear these angel messages and respond to them. Many times when I felt I didn't have enough time or ability or resources or understanding to accomplish what was needed, I've remembered to stop and listen for an angel message. I've always found a practical answer and inspiration for how to go forward. A loved hymn states, "God knows the angels that you need and sends them to your side to comfort, guard, and guide." Everyone has this ability to hear and follow these angel messages. So join me in breaking for angels today.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.